So, our next job over here. Should we do a little bit of maybe introductory work? Just going through the parshas?
Yeah. Yes, let's do the introduction.
Okay, well, we don't want to do the whole introduction because that will involve us in the later program where we'll have to deal with also Leket, Shikha, besides Peah and Meiser, which are also included here. But this is definitely the right season of the year for this Masechet. Because remember, this is Mamish, the Pesukei Makor, during the Sfiras HaOmer. It's part of the period between Pesach and Shavuos. U'pkutzrechem mekitzir artzechem lo techale pa'at sadecha liktzor. V'leket kitzirecha lo telaket, v'charmecha lo te'olel, u'feret karmecha lo telaket, le'ani ve'lager ta'azov otam, ani Adonai Elohechem. So the Torah puts together the mitzvahs of Peah, Leket, Peret, and Ololos. These are special dinim. Peret and Ololos are special dinim in the Kerem. And all of those halachas, indeed, are going to be discussed right over here in our Masechet. We'll start with the Lo Techale Pa'at Sadecha and move on to the other dinim of Leket and Peret and Ololot. We also have the Pasuk after that. So we also have our Pesukim Yibichlal in the Moadim, Uvekutzrechem et Ketzir Artzechem, Lo techale pa'at sadecha bekutzrecha, v'leket ketzircha lo telaket. This just talks about Peah and Leket. Ne'ani v'lager ta'azov otam, ani Hashem Elokechem. So one thing that seems quite clear from here is that it's bekutzrechem lo techale. That means that we've got a special halacha that we're doing the kutzir, and we cannot be mechale, which means that if you don't do the kutzer, if you want to leave your entire field as Peah, you cannot, because you are not even chayev in Peah yet, and the Peah is only if you're already involved in the kutzer. So even though the Mishnah begins, Elo devarim she'en lehem shiur ha-Peah, which the mashma'ut is that it has no shiur in any direction. This we're going to discuss and see whether this is true. There's no maximum shear and there's no minimum shear. So if what we're saying in this diuk is correct, there is a maximum limit because you cannot leave your entire field as a peah. So then that would mean that actually you are limited. But remember, you can't use the words lo techale pa'at sadecha bekutzrecha if you're not doing the kitzrecha and you haven't done anything to not finish it. Don't finish it off. Not to do anything is not to don't finish it off, in which case you wouldn't have a din of peah at all, because you can't finish off if there never was a kitzer in the first place. So then that means the first piece that you take out of the field, that becomes the chiyuv of the peah from that point on. Now the question is, okay, how much do you now want to leave? So then the question is, can you be yotze with any amount, just like leaving one little piece, like you would with truma, for instance, that even chita achas poteret atakri? Well, it's mashma over here, there is no shiur above, which means you can leave every last bit besides that first piece for peah, and you can leave, if you want, even one single plant as peah. All of this is true. It's true, v'diraisa. Masha'inkein, midrabanan, there is the same shear that was given for truma, is that minimum of one out of shishim, 1/60th is true over here as well. And we're going to see later on that you're supposed to leave echas mishishim. So we could say that the Mishnah is still correct in both saying there's no upper limit and no lower limit. And what it means is there's no lower limit midiraisa, even though there is a lower limit midrabanan. So that's one way of understanding the Mishnah. And basically, there's agreement among almost all of the Mefarshim that that's true. However, there is a particular shita of the Gra, and the Gra holds, basing it on the Yerushalmi, that learns out the din of Shishim from a pasuk, that that's not an esmachta, but that it's an actual diaraisa, and that there is a lower limit even midiaraisa of achas b'shishim. And if that's the case, then we'd have to understand, according to him, that the meaning of the Mishnah is ein lahem shiur, there's no maximum shiur, but there would be even a diaraisa, minimal shiur of achas b'shishim. Okay, so that's our first step. Now, the Bikurim. Bikurim, of course, we know that's the chiyuv to take the first of your Shivas Haminim, bring them up to Yerushalayim, put them down by the Mizbeach, and then they're given to the Kayanim, and they're called Areshis, the way that Truma is called Areshis, and the way that Yisrael is called Areshis. And question is there even in this case a Durabonon lower limit? So many of the Mefarshim learn there's no limit. It's just the first fruit, whatever it is, your first fruit. The thing is, though, that actually the Rambam says that, and again, this is based on the Yerushalmi, the Rambam says that Bikurim also have a din of Echad Mishishim, but it's only a Durabonon. Hareayon. So the mitzvah of Reayon is the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim in the Azara that we discussed today, actually, in Menachas. And that's the chiyuv on the Shalosh Regalim, that you're mechuyev to actually show up in the Beis HaMikdash. The question over here, is it referring to showing up, that there's no limit to how many times you can show your face? Or does it mean, as the Gemara in Chagiga speaks about, there's no limit to the value of the carbon that you bring for the carbon re'ia? That, again, would mean there's no limit to the re'isa. But remember the machlokas with the Shammai and Hillel that we have over there. There is a minimum there, too. So it could be that this is nogeya, if it's nogeya, Olas Ria, Shamei Chagiga. So we do have the din of a ma, or shtei ma'os, which would be a minimal. Then we have Gemilut Chasadim. Gemilut Chasadim has two meanings. Gemilut Chasadim is Gemilut Chasadim Begufay. Gemilut Chasadim Begufo obviously has no particular limit, but maybe I'll talk to you about that in a sec. And then there's Gemilut Chasadim Bemamono. So now the question is, does Gemilut Chasadim b'mamono have an upper limit? Because remember, what appears to be a Takanas Usha, which is that you're not allowed to give more than a fifth of what you own. So if that's a Derabbanan, so then that would mean that the Takana in Usha actually says that there is a limit to Gemilut Chasadim. And now what's interesting is that Rav Moshe Zatzal paskind that that din of not giving more than one-fifth is actually applicable to Gufay as well. Because when it came to question, this was like when all of the youth movement started and the tshuva movement started in the 60s. So the question was asked, how much time should the yeshiva bacher give to NCSY, which was the big thing at the time, and Rav Moshe paskind, you know, that it's the same thing. It should give no more than a fifth of your time. All right? So be the same thing, in which case there would be an upper limit to Gemilut Chasadim. The question is whether that would be, is that really a Takanas Usha and only a Takanas Usha? There is some learn that it's actually a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And even though it says Be'usha Hitkinu, it means in Usha they were reestablished because people were ignoring those limits, and they reestablished the din that a person shouldn't give more than one-fifth. And there's no limit to Talmud Torah, means also there's no upper limit and there's no lower limit. A person can be Yotze just with Kriyat Shema every day, and that is enough. And if he gives his entire life to learning Torah Yama Valaila, that, of course, is also part of the Kiyam of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. אלו דברים שאדם אוכל פירותיהם בעולם הזה, והקרן קיימת לו לעולם הבא. This is also a question of how exactly do we understand this. Do we understand these as being special issues in which the Torah has says that there's an element of something that's given to you, בעולם הזה, or like the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he writes that when it says over here that you have your sechar in olam hazeh, the peiros in olam hazeh, it doesn't mean that there's a specific peiros that are given to you. It means that these are the kind of things that by definition increase your welfare in olam hazeh. And therefore, if you're going to be oisik in things like that, obviously it's going to be good for you in olam hazeh. And the Mishnah is coming to tell you that is an extra. It's like a tip. It's not going to in any way affect your schar in olam haba, even though you gain so much out of doing it. But others learn that, no, it means actually that there is special zechus of these things. That's how the Rosh learns. He argues with the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. And he says, in these things, we find that the Torah was miyachid you, a special zechus in olam hazeh that aids you by doing these mitzvahs. So what are these things? Where the keren is kayemet olam haba. So we have, here we have a list, lemaisa, on this list, we have the Gemara in Shabbos, in which we have a lot of other things that the Gemara speaks about, which we'll talk about in a moment, because the Gemara over there in Shabbos explains that this general list includes those other things. So here, our list is kibud avaim, Gimilut Chasadim in general, Hava'at Shalom Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam. Now, Rabbi Yochanan in Shabbos adds a lot of other things. He adds six different inyanim, and he talks about Achlasas Orchim, and Bikur Cholim, and iyun tefila in the right way, that is to say, paying close attention to your tefila, the hashkama space hamedrash, where you get up and early in the morning, and someone who's megadol bonav l'talmud Torah, and done as chaverei l'kaf zchus. Those are six biyucha things that Rabbi Yochanan lists, and basically, apparently, the Mishnah, again, as the Gemara says there, it's not that the Mishnah doesn't include these things. All of these things are included. Because after all, the Achlasas Orachim and the Iyun Tefila, which includes davening for others and that they should get well and so on, and Bikur Cholim are all obviously parts of Gemilus Chasadim, and the din of being Malami Schus on other people. That's obviously part of Hava Shalom, Bein Adam L'Chavero, even though it includes you. I mean, you're also an Adam L'Chavero. And getting up early in the morning to the Beis HaMedrash, or bringing your children to Talmud Torah, are all elements of Talmud Torah. Okay, so basically, the Mishnah is a pretty inclusive Mishnah, but Talmud Torah K'neged Kula means that even as the Mefarshim put it, if you put all of the mitzvahs on one side of the scale and you put Talmud Torah on the other side of the scale, since Talmud Torah is mevi to all maisa, as the Rambam explains, so the Talmud always is more chashuv than the maisa, unless we have the special cases where it needs you in order to be able to get it done. Okay, it's a beautiful opening to our Masechet, and Bezrat Hashem, we should be zeche to all of these brachas, be'olam hazeh, be'olam habo, as we continue learning the inyanim of Peah.